Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We have Daryl Borks from the Poets Bookshelf segment coming up later this half hour. But we're going to begin in the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios are Mary Bate, one of the curators at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Alfonso Tarazona, and Leah Twilley. They're here to talk about a wonderful creative experience that people can have during Art Walk at the ACA this weekend. And we're going to talk about their choreography and compositions that will be taking place in the main gallery. But Mary, before we talk about these performances, tell us what else is going to be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for Second Saturday Art Walk, because there's a lot going on.
Right. As you know, we have five gallery spaces, and this Saturday we have two that will be brand new openings. In the Coca-Cola studio, we have a New Orleans-based artist, Bradley Sabin, who is, he's a ceramicist, and most of it is wall art. It's not at all any vessels or anything you would think of as ceramics. It's only in an afterthought that you realize it's a ceramic-based installation. It's really, there are three installations. They're wall pieces, and the show is titled Nurture Nature. In the side gallery, we have our local artist, John Gargano, who teaches ceramics. So we have another ceramicist at UL, and his show is called Armament. And he mixes ceramics and metal, and he produces these vessels, but the vessels have an industrial kind of military edge. He has like a perfume atomizer, and the bottom of it is a hand grenade, and they're way oversized. And so they also are hard to believe that they're actually made out of ceramics. So those are two new openings this Saturday. Then upstairs in the Maillé Gallery, we have works by Terry Groh. He debuted last Art Walk, and they are acrylic landscapes, and they're small and they're pretty fabulous. They're these pretty fabulous little landscapes. And in the vault, we have Margaret Brinkhouse, and she has vessels that are constructed from gourds. So she's taken an ordinary object and transformed it. And in our main space, we have the closing of the figurative show entitled Reconfigure Transformations of the Body. And there we feature 20 artists, plenty of which are our local people that we are ever so proud of. Donald LeBlanc is in that show. Eugene Martin's pieces are represented in that show. J.J. Wilson, who's a recent graduate from UL, is in that show. And then we have several artists from New Orleans. And then, of course, we have a few internationally known people. Leslie Dill is one of them. And we also have we like to think of her as a Lafayette artist, even though she resides on Avery Island, is Lisa Osborne.
Well, I think some of our listeners may remember that you came with Lisa,
yes,
not too long ago when the show first opened, to talk about the exhibit and her pieces in particular. But for those who weren't able to listen at that time, tell us about the unique nature of this figurative exhibit. It's in many ways, I guess, to expand our sense of what figurative art is.
Right. When we're curating these shows, we like to take a topic that everyone has an assumption in their mind of what they are expecting to see, and then we like to take it and twist it. And it's not that we're sick or anything, but we enjoy like pushing the boundaries of what is a traditional figurative show. And so Lisa Osborne's work is an excellent example, because you do, when you approach some of these figures from the back, they just look like figurative sculptures. But when you see them, you know, in the realm, they take on, her work to me has a very storytelling quality to it. The figures, a lot of them, parts of their body have been transformed. She has these large female figures, and they're in these what would be like 1800s hoop skirts, but they're metal, and then you find out that they don't have legs, and they might have baby legs underneath or no legs at all. And Donald LeBlanc has things that he called leg heads, and they're heads that are pared down to what an essential form would be, and it would be a form of transportation. So he has the heads, and they're just on legs.
So really transforming our sense of what the body is and what's necessary
to be a body. Absolutely. You know, how it, so there's a certain amount of dismemberment mm-hmm. in the show mm-hmm. and reconstituting the figure back again, but liberating it. There's Chicory Miles. She's a Baton Rouge artist. She just takes body parts and then will make lots of them and put them together again. Like, she has mm-hmm. a wall sculpture. It's made out of lead, and it's ears. And from afar, you think you're looking at flowers. Mm-hmm. But when you get up close, you realize that all the petals are ears. So there's plenty to look at, you know, and to stretch your imagination.
Well, now, in addition to just looking at these pieces of art, and we certainly hope that people will make it downtown this Saturday, because, as you said, it's coming down on the 13th. Yeah. So this really is the last opportunity to see this exhibit. In addition to the pieces that are stationary, either on the floor or on the wall, you have decided to add some moving pieces, some moving art.
Right.
Thus, our guests, the dancers, Alfonso Tarazona and Leah Twilley. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, we were at first playing with the idea of having the artist speak about the figure, but because everyone had dismembered the figure so much, we thought that that could be either a total success or a total failure. And then we also liked the idea, because we're a multi-arts center. You know, we have a theater, and we've had dance performances and music and all this. We thought, well, why not take it and bring another art form into the space that's usually just used for visual arts? Mm-hmm. And after the last art walk, this kind of all kind of came together in a little bit on the end. I met Alfonso. Brian introduced me. Brian Guidry introduced me. And I said, oh, you dance. Oh, why don't you just come dance in our space? And he was like, sure.
We already have a set for you.
And amongst the, because there's a lot of sculpture this mm-hmm. time around, come in and dance. And then Paige Krause, who works at the ACA, said, I said, Paige, I need another dancer. And then she said, well, you know, we have had the ACA resident dancer. And so that's how Leah got invited.
Well, yes. So let's reintroduce people to Leah. Leah, some of your dancers came with you to talk about the group Image Animée, which is in residence at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. You all did a piece called Getting Out of Limbo, your first dance production there. Mm-hmm. What did you think when they introduced the idea to you of moving within this space that was filled with painting and sculpture?
I was actually very excited and a little nervous, because I've never done a site-specific piece. And I was intrigued to kind of test it out and see what comes from it, and also collaborate with my other dancers and see what they would take of it as well. And it's actually been a great experience to get back into that space again and to work with, you know, my dancers again, and to come back and move. It's been a real pleasure to do this.
Well, now, this is not going to be the same piece that you all premiered at the ACA. And in fact, there won't be any music to it. It's going to be movement. What can people expect when, because there will be two performances, and I guess we'll get to that schedule in a little while, but you all will perform twice. Mm-hmm. What can people expect to see as they're entering the gallery? Will they be conscious of a dance, or?
It's actually going to happen without them knowing. Mm-hmm. We have incorporated to where it's like an extension to the art exhibit in itself. So the dancers will be, I guess, humanized, and then all of a sudden will become dancers in our own special way. And it's going to be exciting to see the take on the people on what we're going to do. It's different phrases that we've actually collaborated with, and it's a nice treat. It's very intimate, and it's very calming and interesting.
Well, calming seems to be a good word for this, because our other dancer, Alfonso Tarazona, has described his dance as healing tango. So there's going to be calming and healing right in the midst of festival. Might be a really good alternative to that. Alfonso Tarazona, you are in residence at the Alamo, which is another art gallery here in Lafayette. You have you've had quite a few experiences. You're a costume fashion designer. You've worked in television. You've studied radio, actually. You create sculptural pieces, and you dance as well. So many artistic layers to what you'll be doing. But this coming Saturday for Art Walk, you will present a tango, a very special tango, and you call it a healing tango within that space of the figurative art. Is tango traditionally considered a healing dance, or how did you come to this idea?
From learning about the tango in Argentina, it made me realize the importance for these men and women in Argentina after a hard day's work to embrace one another. And I know that with time we've learned to take art as a form of healing. There is a wonderful artist here in Lafayette, Stephanie Patton, that makes beautiful pieces. And every time I am in front of her work, I feel that something is happening to me emotionally. After talking to Mary, and Mary explained to me about the show that has been going with the Art Walk, I visited the gallery at ACA, and I was taken immediately by the work that is in place. Knowing that dancing can allow you to breathe and to feel different about yourself, I started incorporating the movement as a form of healing. And I have seen this on my students. This is my first workshop at the Alamo, where I'm graduating a few couples. These couples are four couples that will be performing on Saturday at 6:45 at the ACA Center. And I see a difference after they dance together. The eye contact, the embracing, and just doing something together. So this is something that I hope, and within the near future, that I can see more in Lafayette of the milonga and the tango and the dancing.
So does this tango have a special name? You mentioned it earlier.
One of the best things about doing this work and this project for me is the embracing of the community. And through Mary and the ACA, I was introduced to Philip Gold, who I have heard of him many times from festivals, but just being in his presence and hearing him play, it allows me and it makes me realize the power of this community in Lafayette with the art. And so having La Comparsita played by this man, it's such an honor. And I love the melting pot that is happening in Lafayette with the different cultures and the different ideas coming together. And so, yes, we are performing La Comparsita. It's going to be live by an accordion. And I'm so excited and looking forward to it.
And how do you translate that word? What does it mean?
Comparsita means like the rhythm. So when you hold in someone, you can feel the rhythm of their heart, their breathing. And so comparsita is this beautiful rhythm that allows you to kiss, to hug, to touch one another.
So sounds healing already.
Yes.
In addition to the healing movement and the music that Philip Gold will provide, you have created costumes to go along with your dancers.
I have. I believe strongly in recycling, and I have found paper around the city, and I'm making paper skirts and paper tops and little accessories. And I believe life is, all life needs is a little bit of an accessory. Mm-hmm. And dancing and a language or anything that you do, visiting the gallery could be such a great accessory of your life for the evening. So I'm accessorizing clothing. And I'm using basic color, black and white. And each dancer will have a specific color that represents the elements. I'm using the elements as well. So there are a little bit of tones throughout the performance. It's a 4-minute performance, and again, I'm very honored to be here in Lafayette.
Well, do you find, and did your dancers find, that performing in a space like this with all of these sculptural pieces and paintings on the wall, did that have any effect on how they felt when they're dancing?
Well, they're already gaining so much confidence just by being invited. Our collaboration, to me, it's where is that? Mm-hmm. I feel that I'm collaborating with the center. I'm collaborating with another musician. I'm collaborating with my students, and actually collaborating with another artist and performers such as Leah in this case. So it's all about the collaboration for me.
And there's so much of that in Lafayette right now.
Yes, mm-hmm. And collaboration can really help you healing. You can go to a church and pray, but if you bring someone with you, it will make a big difference doing mm-hmm. that. So collaboration is where what is really it for me.
Well, there's going to be a lot of activity going on at the ACA, so people who would like to see these performances, and if you have just tuned in, my guests are from the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Mary Bate is one of the curators at the ACA and helped to curate the exhibit that's on display in the main gallery, Reconfigure Transformations of the Body. Also, Alfonso Tarazona, who's in residence at the Alamo, but will be performing along with four couples that he has taught at the ACA two times on Saturday for Art Walk, and Leah Twilley and her group, Image Anime, will be performing as well at 7 and then at 8 o'clock. So, Leah, your piece, when as you describe it as being calming, do you find that your dancers are having a response to the pieces that they dance around, move around?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I met with each dancer. It's four dancers, including myself. I met with them each one-on-one, and we kind of just had and just talking about different ways how we look at ourselves and our body and our minds and our souls, and we've kind of developed an idea on all of everyone's own intake of what they feel. And then when I went to the art gallery, it was actually really neat because I found four pieces or four places or in the art exhibit that really kind of was showing what we were trying to portray in our movement. So we are actually placed in four spots in the art exhibit to kind of, like I was saying, extend what, you know, a painting or a sculpture is trying to say, and we're just kind of bringing it to the next level. So mm-hmm. it's been really neat to, you know, take a painting and take our own thoughts and ideas and to put it through movement and to just make it come more to life.
Mm. So. Sounds like a lot of people may make the decision just to go to the ACA and position themselves in that main gallery and watch the array of dancers and art, and particularly if they haven't seen the art on the walls yet or the sculptural pieces. Mary, have you observed some of these pieces in the gallery?
I've observed, yes, mm-hmm. I have.
What was your response to this? I mean, came up with the idea?
I'm curious mm-hmm. how it's all going to happen, because when they dance and the gallery is empty, it's fine. But you have to remember, they're going to have to really literally be mm-hmm. on their toes, because there are going to be people walking in and out, and some of these people are not going to be aware of what's going on.
Especially with Leah's group,
yes.
when
right.
they begin to move.
And her piece mm-hmm. is 30 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's... Anyway, we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be pretty fantastic.
Sounds both exhilarating and meditative as mm-hmm. well, the experience. Again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about some alternative experiences that will happen at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Saturday for Art Walk in the main, lots of exhibits at the ACA, but in
yes.
the main gallery where Reconfigure Transformations of the Body is installed. There will be two amazing pieces of choreography, one with Alfonso Tarazona and four of his couples that he has taught tango. They will be doing healing tango along to the music of Philip Gould, and Leah Twilley and some of the members of Image Anime will be performing original choreography and movement within the spaces of that exhibit as well. So you'll each do your performances twice, so people have lots of opportunity to see it, but that will be between 6:45 and 7:45 for Alfonso,
right.
and 7 and 8 for Leah.
And Judith, and also the Cité des Arts is going to have a cabaret production. So in case you have
want more
nothing to do.
Exactly,
but at 6:15 and 7:15 in the James Devon Munkins Theater.
In the theater.
That's also going on.
Okay, I was worrying it might be in the in the exhibit space. That will all be Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Art Walk is from about 6 until 9. Mm-hmm. Lots of great things to see and to experience downtown. And if people would like more information about your work, the two of you, Alfonso, I believe you have a website.
Yes, I do.
And what is that website?
AlfonsoTarazona.com.
Okay, and we'll have that here at the station. They can see some of your art and
yes,
work. And I believe that you all have a Facebook page,
yes,
Leah.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
So what would they look up? Image Anime?
It's actually under Getting Out of Limbo, but you
Getting
can look
out
up
of limbo.
Both.
Okay, well, if you're interested in the work of these two dancers and choreographers, you can take a look at their work as well, or go see them on Saturday. This Saturday, in the midst of all kinds of other cultural events, including festival, Second Saturday Art Walk is going on in downtown Lafayette from about 6 to 9. Thank you all for your work and coming
Thank
to
you.
Share it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.